Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends. Welcome to, of course, another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start with the fallout from Thomas Tuchel's Chelsea meeting Antonio Conte's Spurs at the Bridge in the Premier League. This was the fallout, would you believe, of Darren Bent's boot room.
Chelsea 2, Tottenham 0. Chelsea making that third spot. Feel a little bit more comfortable staying a point behind Liverpool.
That was absolutely pleasing and also very necessary for our morale and for the belief. It's a huge effort physically, also mentally, but it helped that it was a London derby. It helped that we knew about the importance for spectators, for us. And I think the outlook to have some free days helped also. It felt a little bit like a cup game today and was a nice match of football with an excellent result for us.
One win since 1990 in all competitions for Spurs at Stamford Bridge.
The difference between the two teams are very important. We tried with all our strength to get the best result. But it's a pity because the effort was massive and the commitment was good of the players. But at the end, Chelsea won 2-0.
We don't need Ben Davies. Why is Ben Davies still a Tottenham Hotspur player? It does not make sense. Davinson Sanchez is shocking. I've had enough of watching Spurs with my eyes closed.
Are you watching then? If your eyes are shut.
Every time the ball comes into the last third of the pitch, into the Tottenham half, my eyes close. I've had enough. Joe Lewis, Daniel Levy, then it's a guy out here, honestly.
On now to Clippity Klopp's Liverpool, who beat Patrick Vieira's Palace to close the gap on leaders Man City. So just 6 points, would you believe? It was upside down. 9 points, would you believe?
Liverpool have finally won this. They have got the 3 points. And I suppose the title race, guys, is back on. It's Palace 1, Liverpool 3.
With the quality of City, I would think it's really crazy if I would stand here and say, we can already smell them over there. But yeah, it's a big distance. And I think everybody can expect that City wins. It's possible for them to win all the games. But that's not our problem and not our subject. It's just we want to win our football games. And then we will see where it leads us to. I'm really happy that most of us, not all of us, have now a little breather. That really will help. Then we prepare Cardiff. And from there we go.
Jota's waiting and waiting to have an effort on goal. Out comes Guaita to the edge of his 6-yard box. Now, for me, I think the goalkeeper has pushed him over.
I don't understand that decision at all. I don't. I try my best, but I can't understand that decision. That was a poor decision, and we had a couple of meetings with referees explaining that contact is part of the game, that they were not going to give any kind of soft penalties. And today, there was not a penalty, not even soft, and that was a poor decision, and that had a negative impact on the last 15 minutes.
The boos, you can hear the cacophony of boos for the referee Kevin Friend and his assistants as they walk now towards the corner.
And I must say, an absolutely outrageous penalty decision.
I'm with you.
Absolutely outrageous. Diogo Jota has waited for Guaita to come out. He's missed the ball. He's run into the goalkeeper and they've given a penalty. Sorry, no team gets that other than Liverpool.
It's spoiling the game. People talk about VAR spoiling the game. I don't think it's VAR. I think it's the people that are running VAR. It's the ones making the decisions. And you've just taken it off the pitch and into a little room. I mean, that was a shocking decision today. Other way, never will be given.
Here's the reaction from the other Premier League matches, starting with Leicester and Brighton drawing at the King Power.
And
some boos around the King Power Stadium, perhaps more out of frustration than anything else, that Leicester were leading and couldn't see it through.
But I think by the end it was probably a fair result. I thought we had some really good chances in the first half, get into some good areas, and then in the second half we could have made the right selection of pass with the right bit more quality, we may have scored more. But both keepers made good saves, and we scored a very good goal. In the last half hour of the game, we sort of penned back a bit. We couldn't keep the ball well enough, and you've got to make passes to play through that pressure, and we didn't do that. And then ultimately, they get the goal.
Yes, it finished Arsenal 0, Burnley 0. The Gunners remain winless in 2022 and missed the chance to move back into the top four. It's now four games without a goal as a big opportunity is blown.
You want to win Champions League, those games you have to win. You have to find a solution. That is part of that moment to unlock the door and get the points. And we came short today. The final pass, the right last decision, the positions in the box to create more opportunities and more uncertainty around them with how to defend that box. We have to do better.
The Clarets claim a vital point in their battle against relegation. They don't move off of the foot of the table, but they'll take plenty of confidence from this performance.
Very pleased with the mentality, but a bit real stretch with COVID and injuries. Few players out there today who probably, and if we had more players at the moment, probably wouldn't be out there, so they've done great physically. And then the understanding of the performance, I thought, was very good today. The tactical side of it, I thought the diligence and the edge that we've often played with to get results at these grounds. So I was very pleased with that, you know, culminating or coming together after kind of nearly, I think it's 3 weeks more or less, when we haven't had a game. I mean, that's not easy, you know, to come here and turn up and do all them things and give a performance and put the amount of effort in we did today. So I'm very, very pleased with the players.
Now, Tottenham Hotspurs look set to sign Wolves winger Adama Traore. However, his stats are terrible. So says big Tony Cascarino. But Antonio Conte must see something in him.
When he's at his explosive best, he's unbelievable. And if you're watching him and you're looking at him, you're thinking, oh my God, this guy is so quick. This guy just is devastating. His numbers are terrible, which is always concerning because you sort of feel he's got one this season and you think, how's he only got one goal so far? I know he had one chalked off yesterday, yeah. Three the season before in all competitions and six the season before that. So he's actually gone backwards in the last few years. If Antonio Conte can see something that will get his numbers to be far better.
On now to Brentford fan and, of course, presenter Natalie Sawyer. With an exclusive now on the Weekend Breakfast Show, she revealed the Bees have agreed terms with Christian Eriksen and they just need to sort out the finer details to sign the Danish international.
It's Eriksen on his 100th appearance for Denmark, who smacks it into the middle of the net.
Now I have my little moles, who I was chatting away to yesterday, and I was told, yep, terms have been agreed on this one. It's just the sort of the medical side, yeah. And maybe some legal side that they need to obviously iron out in this situation. But, you know, we know that the last time he was playing was out in Serie A with Inter Milan, but due to what happened to him at the Euros, there's obviously legal issues in Italy in football where if you have any heart problems, you're not allowed to play. So he's now looking for a new club and he's been lined up with Brentford, so it seems. Lining up with a man of Thomas Frank, who he may well have worked with. I think, in fact, Thomas Frank has said he has worked with him when he was part of the Danish setup. Also, there are two Danish internationals at Brentford that he plays with in the Danish team. So it sort of makes sense in that respect.
But very harrowing scenes towards the end of the first half here between Denmark and Finland. And once again, we pray for Christian Eriksen.
He will be absolutely beaming if he's given an opportunity to play again. Obviously, he's going to have to pass all the safety measures that are going to be put in place and prove that he can play football and he's in no danger at all. That's all in place, I'm sure. But it would be what a fantastic for someone who's had heart issues. I mean, look, we've got friends who've had to triple heart bypass. And, you know, there's many people who run marathons who have had to do these incredible operations and get back to sport because they love sport. You know, taking that away from someone, I think it's a great story because he will have to pass all the tests that are going to be put in front of him.
Hello, I'm Barry Glendenning and you're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Now, West Ham are rumoured to be interested in signing Everton forward Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Yeah, good luck with that one. Big Tony Cascarino thinks that if the Amers do sign the England international, it would be a massive statement.
Calvert-Lewin is underneath, goal! And he's headed down and in, and Dominic Calvert-Lewin has got the equaliser for Everton.
Welcome to the big time, Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
He's probably the best header of a ball out of all the big centre forwards that are around, because I think he's terrific in the air. He was fit at the start of the season. He started the season really good. He had certainly the campaign before. He got a lot of goals. He's about the best around, and he's still at a very tender age. Judging him yesterday is impossible, Nat, because it's unfair in 90 minutes of playing a game. And he's clearly just come back from a long time. I think he's August was the last time he played.
Yeah, it was.
He's missed loads of balls. He clearly wasn't up to speed. But I think that is a massive statement if West Ham was to get something like that over the line of where the club's direction is, because I think him and Antonio, in a way, could also play together because they're both prepared to run in channels and they're both prepared to get on the end of each other's balls. So, yeah, absolutely. I see that as a great move.
On now to fight night, and Anthony Joshua may potentially be stepping aside, so that means he probably won't. So Alexander Usyk and Tyson Fury can have a big old fisticuff in a car park somewhere for, of course, that heavyweight unification title bout thing. Adam Catchell said AJ should get no criticism if he does decide to relinquish his scheduled rematch with the Ukrainian and take £30 million for stepping aside. Yeah, who would criticise him for that?
If Usyk and Fury happen and Anthony Joshua has agreed to step aside and take vast amounts of money in order to do so, which then guarantees him a shot at the Undisputed Championship once it's
makes
all done and
absolute
dusted,
sense, yeah.
I don't want to hear any fan say, oh, Anthony Joshua's ducked that one. He's moved out. Are you stupid?
They won't eventually.
Put yourself in his situation, right? The best thing for Anthony Joshua right now, if someone's coming up to him and saying, 15 million quid to do, nope, mate. Absolutely nothing. And in 6 months, I'm going to let you fight for every single belt at the heavyweight division. There's no rematch clause with Fury and Usyk. We're not going to do that. We're going to have one hitter quitter, and you are getting first dibs at the winner. That is what is happening. And you're going to give me 15 million quid and then I get to fight again and that's probably going to earn me another 50 million quid. Deal me in. I don't want any fan giving him any abuse whatsoever about that, because that makes, one, the best sense business-wise, two, makes the best sense sporting-wise, and three, gives him an opportunity to work with his new trainer to get himself into a situation where he's ready to rock and roll for that Undisputed fight. He might even be able to take a fight in the interim there to get himself ready to go when the Undisputed fight comes around for him. I think that is the perfect, perfect situation. And if that's the reason why this purse bid has been knocked back 7 days, if that's what they're working on, I'm all for it.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. Of course, I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar tonight at 10 o'clock. Alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks with Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.